In this bulletin, a surprise development sees a Tamil family's deportation delayed until Friday. Australia records its slowest pace of growth in a decade. And in tennis, Roger Federer knocked out the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Tamil family fighting to remain in Australia has had its legal fight in the federal court adjourned until Friday. The Tamil family and their two Australian-born daughters are being held at the Christmas Island Detention Centre as they await the outcome of a last-ditch court bid. Aran Mayavaganam from the Tamil Refugee Council says they could face violence if they're sent back to Sri Lanka.
We shouldn't be sending this family to Sri Lanka. Bilawala want this family back there. A lot of regional Queenslanders want this family back there. We beg the government to let this family stay here. We're not asking anything more. Just let Piriya Nadesh and the two children stay in Australia.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has travelled to the Queensland town of Bilawila to meet supporters of the Tamil family. He said it was in Australia's national interests for the government to restore the family to the community.
The government can stop this, and the government should stop this. And I'd say before the government finalises any decision, please come and chat to these people as I have today. Sit down. With no other agenda other than hearing why this community sees this as such a critical issue.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia's economic fundamentals are strong, even though the country has recorded its slowest pace of growth in a decade. New figures from the Bureau of Statistics show that the economy grew by just 1.4% in the year ending June 30. Growth was driven largely by a boost in exports of coal, iron ore and liquid natural gas. Mr. Frydenberg says the data doesn't take into account the full flow-through of the federal government's income tax cuts and the central bank's 50 basis points worth of interest rate cuts.
The fundamentals of the Australian economy are strong. We have maintained our AAA credit rating. Employment growth is at 2.6%, more than twice the OECD average, and more than three times what we inherited when we came to office.
Federal police have raided the Canberra home of a former government advisor. Australian Federal Police officers descended on the Griffith property this morning. Network 10 is reporting the homeowner is a former senior media advisor within the government. Police officers have been seen carrying bags of evidence from the property. The operation comes 3 months after federal police raided the Canberra home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst and the Sydney headquarters of the ABC. Those raids were in relation to separate stories based on leaked government information. The deadly Hurricane Dorian has weakened on its approach to the United States mainland, but mandatory evacuations are still in place across several states as they brace for its arrival. In Georgia, officials are taking no chances with the storm, expected to bring heavy rain and flooding. Chatham County Police Public Information Officer Betsy Nolan says the safety of the public is paramount.
We're under a mandatory evacuation, which means it's not a personal choice at this point. We ask people to heed that mandatory evacuation order. Businesses need to be closed and residents need to be heeding that and getting to safety at this point.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's too early to consider granting permanent protection visas to Hong Kong residents living in Australia as violent protests and tensions escalate. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong are nearing the three-month mark, with fears over how far the Chinese military will go to stamp out the unrest. Attacks on protesters by Hong Kong police have prompted a Greens-led push for protection visas. Mr. Morrison has told Radio 3AW it's not at that stage yet.
those sorts of issues are premature. I think what we have to do on this situation, as I've said all along, is just to remain calm. We're closely assessing the situation. The Foreign Minister has particularly been doing that. I mean, we're in regular contact with our Consul General there in Hong Kong, and we just urge the protesters to be peaceful, and we just urge a de-escalation of the situation.
In tennis, 78 seed Grigor Dimitrov has knocked Roger Federer out of the US Open, beating the Swiss ace for the first time to reach the semi-finals. Federer gave away a lead to the Bulgarian and was beaten 3-6, 6-4, 3-6, 6-4, 6-2. The 38-year-old Federer took a medical timeout after the fourth set, leaving the court with a trainer. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and 16. Adelaide, rain easing, 18. Melbourne, a late shower or two, 19. Much the same for Hobart, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, sunny, 25. Newcastle, similar, 26. Brisbane, sunny, 33. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.